This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, August 11th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to welcome you to the Grace Community Church peaceful protest.
That's how Pastor John MacArthur started the morning service on Sunday, after his Southern California church resisted state orders and convened Sunday services for the third week in a row. The congregation gave him a standing ovation, reports Pulpit and Pen. Apparently, not all officials are equally supportive of the state requirements. Los Angeles Police Department Chaplain Martin Morehouse was called upon to open the service with prayer at Grace Community Church. The city of Los Angeles is threatening the church with a $1,000 daily fine. In a Reuters survey of 500 economists in 49 countries, the prognostication for a recovery of the world economy is turning more negative, especially for Canada, South America, India, Indonesia, Spain, France, Italy, and Turkey. The global gross domestic product is expected to shrink by 4%, another downgrade from June's estimate of 3.7%. In Portland, Oregon, unrest and rioting resulted in 100 arrests and 13 police officers injured in the line of duty Sunday night, reports CBS News. And the city is experiencing its 10th straight week of violence in the streets. Anarchists set fire to the police union building, and several police officers were wounded by mortars set off by the crowd Saturday night. 16 suspects were arrested in the melee. Deeply concerned about the anarchy going on in Oregon, President Trump announced by Twitter yesterday, quote, "Portland, which is out of control, should finally, after almost 3 months, bring in the National Guard. The mayor and the governor are putting people's lives at risk. They will be held responsible," end quote. Oregon is ruled by Kate Brown, a Democratic bisexual governor. Concerning political rule, Proverbs 28 verse 12 instructs, "When the righteous triumph, there is great elation, but when the wicked rise to power, people groan." Arizona Christian University's Cultural Research Center released a poll in which they found 63% of Americans are pluralistic, holding to the proposition that it does not matter what faith you hold to, as long as you have faith in something. The same study found that 48% of U.S. adults believe that, quote, "a person who is generally good or does enough good things for others will earn a place in heaven," end quote. And only 33% of Americans affirm the statement, quote, "when you die, you will go to heaven only because you have confessed your sins and have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior," end quote. A full 54% of Americans believe they are going to heaven when they die. The scriptures remind us that all the world is guilty before God, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood, through faith, to demonstrate His righteousness. Because in His forbearance, God has passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Romans 3, verses 19 and 23 through 26. Another 33 Christians were killed by the Muslim Fulani extremists in northern Nigeria, Africa over the weekend, reports Christian Solidarity Worldwide. No attempt was made to stop the destruction on the part of the government, run by Muslim President Muhammadu Buhari. The president had declared a 24-hour curfew, which provided ample opportunity for Christians to be openly slaughtered by the Muslim extremists in the north of the country. Over the weekend, President Trump announced a number of executive orders intended as relief and stimulus in a lagging economy, reports CNET.com. Included in the orders will be a $400 additional weekly federal subsidy for the unemployed, which will run through December. Also, renters and federal government-secured mortgaged property are protected from eviction and may continue to occupy properties without paying rent. In addition, federal student loan payments are also suspended until the end of the year. And finally, the 7-day rolling average on daily deaths due to COVID-19 in the U.S. has dropped to 1,036, a 10% drop from 10 days ago, and a 56% drop from the April peak. The 7-day rolling average for new cases has also dropped 13% from a peak hit 3 weeks ago. The total deaths in the U.S. by the end of July, according to CDC data, stands at 1,852,000. That's roughly 10% above the average, or about 170,500 extra deaths. That's 0.05% of the U.S. population. To compare, the 1918 influenza pandemic killed about 0.7% of the U.S. population. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, August 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.